No, for first. Okay. I don't know if anybody else wants to.
Right.
I think it's your day of Bechina.
So okay.
These are the true Hasidim.
Okay.
No pun intended.
The true Hasidim. All right. A couple of different things here. Let's start. This is interesting. Okay. Well, the Meshulach, maybe something else here. It's related to here. It goes. Okay. Oh, I should have made copies, but Vayehav Yitzchak et Esav ki tzayid b'fiv. Okay. This is the Meshulach. V'nit pares shayat sad et aviv hech ma'asrim et ha-melach v'et ha-tevim. Right? Showing off. Trying to make himself seem better than he was. Okay? V'hine ein lachshov et ha-davar kipshuto ki betach lo ta'a Yitzchak avinu bo b'im haya ramai miforash. Yitzchak wasn't so stupid. Okay? So, what was the issue here that Yitzchak had an affinity to Esav because of Tzayid B'Fiv? It's not that he realized that Esav was such a tzaddik that Esav succeeded in fooling him. Right? This is the assumption that he makes. Ach shemitchila hayu shnehem shavim anashim gdolim. There's no distinction between Yaakov and Esav. Rak shedat Esav haya liyapot et atzmo lifnei aviv kidei shiyisach chen be'inav leman yitpalel avuro la'ashem yitbarach shiyitein chokhma b'libo. Esav wasn't doing anything so terrible, just thought he had to be a little outgoing in promoting himself with that one, okay? And ke'ilu for positive, the motivation is positive. Because right? What does he want? Why does he want his father to love him? Not because he just wants his father to love him, because his father has a special relationship with the Kriz Baruch. His father can be palel for him. Right? So that seems like an altruistic thing
that
to do.
We know that for sure?
No, we don't know anything for sure.
Something.
Right? What do you mean, do we know for sure?
I mean, he just wants to have a connection to his father.
I mean, you could. This is a different reading.
Right.
Right. Okay. This is how he's, you see where he's getting at. He hasn't gotten to his point yet.
Right?
The what? Okay. Yeah, I have that with Rachel also. Anyway. that's a different take on that. Okay, she tamed the Yaakov. So Esav, he wants to have chain of Yitzchak Aviv. So Yitzchak, we need palel for him. V'Yaakov halach betumo. Yaakov is ish tam, right? V'liches bonot, right? V'amar lama li zot im ani hagun be'inei Hashem yitbarach yitain and Hashem yitain b'lev avi Yitzchak sheet palel avuri elav. Whatever will be, will be. V'loya yashar be'inav darko shel Esav. Yaakov didn't think that the way that Esav behaved was the way he should behave. Ki derech zeh, now getting to his point here, tsarich beirur. You know what beirur is?
Clear.
Or refinement, to become clear. In other words, before, what? Not beur, beirur. Bet resh vav resh. Like borer, on Shabbos, right? In other words, before a person sort of sticks his neck out, which is what Esav is doing, right? Esav is doing something which is a little insincere, right? It's not terrible, right? But he's putting his best foot forward, right? That's the lesson of Chazal, that he put his left foot away, right? So he's putting his best foot forward. It's not entirely honest. It's not dishonest, because what is he doing it for? He's doing it to, so they can get, ultimately, to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he's putting his best foot forward. It's not 100% honest, but you know, there's room. It's a gray area in terms of,
right? He's not necessarily trying to get closer to God.
He wants, to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu for him to give him chokhmah b'libo. He says, yeah, that's what he says. In other words, it has to do with but ultimately looking for a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the means, right, to that end. The end seems to be tahor, right? The means to the end is somewhat in the gray area of truth and advertising, so to speak, right? So Yaakov is tummy says, you know, I have to be who I am, right? And whatever happens, happens. That's tmimut, right? Not to try to make chesbonot. Whatever happens, happens. So why didn't Yaakov like the derech of Esav? Because it requires, in order, before you do something like that, before you quote unquote put your best foot forward, which isn't entirely 100% honest.
Is he talking about hishtadlut per se?
Yeah, a certain type of hishtadlut, yeah. Before you do that, you have to go through a process of refinement. You have to make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. Davar ze tzarich beirur. Ki mi yomar shekavanato ritsuya pen hurak liramaut, because there might be ulterior motives here, and this is a war that you'll find in the Neasiloa, a war against ulterior motives.
Okay? Sort of like Kutzin.
Well, it's the same. He's a Talmud of the Kutzker. He's a Talmud Chavir of the Kutzker, and he broke with the Kutzker. It was a very dramatic story about how he broke with the Kutzker. It was Simchas Torah, and traditionally, the tzaddik gets the sixth hakafa, because the tzaddik is sod olam, and the sixth sphira is tzaddik. So the tzaddik gets the sixth hakafa, and the Me'ah Shelo used to get the sixth hakafa. And the Kutzker came over and took the Sefer Torah away from him. They had been together for like 40 years. And then the Mashloch stoned out, and that was then. Okay, there's some story like that. Anyway,
essentially, his not so far from.
No, there are certain things he departed. I'm not an expert on it, but there are certain things where he attacks Kaas. Very often, he talks about the meat of Kaas, and he attacks it. Apparently, it's a reaction to the custom. Okay, but anyway, so let's stick to here. So it's good you notice that it's. Kutzker-like, okay?
Means ulterior motives?
Yeah, because how do you know that why you're doing what you're doing? If you're doing something, you can convince yourself you're doing it for altruistic motives, but maybe you're just being a charlatan. Right? It's a very gray area. It's risky to do things like that. Right? So it's tzarich beirur. Ubiya'an ki Yaakov avinu hifrish et atzmo mikol safek. That's the mid of Yaakov. Yaakov is very funny, because Yaakov afterwards, not like that at all, right? Yaakov takes all sorts of risks, and it goes into all sorts of shady things, right? But in the meantime...
That's everything they
accuse Yaakov of. Hold on, okay.
It's only after you come around, you have to get to the Emes. It doesn't happen, right? Okay? But that's what you learn from here also. Yaakov, hifrish et atzmo mikol safek, v'rak b'shem levato batach libo. Right? Ubaemet b'chol makom. Now you get the application of this. B'chol makom she'adam machnis et atzmo b'sfeikot ba'avodat Hashem yitbarach u'bedvarim hatzlichim beirur. Whenever you have a question of approaching Kadosh Baruch Hu in a certain way, and you're not sure in terms of whether the motivation, your own motivation, since you're going beyond the normative behavior, this is very important to him. There's normative behavior, and then there's going beyond the normative behavior. Right? Whenever you go beyond the normative behavior, you're entering into a gray area, which is a minefield, right? Which means beirur, where you have to do a very severe soul searching to make sure that your motivations are pure. Okay, so whatever that happens, im yitbarer l'tov, az hu gadol l'misha silek et atzmo misfekot. There's a paradox here. Right? You could say the tzaddik, right, who never gets involved in any questions, right? who always does what he's supposed to do and believes that Kodesh Baruch Hu, or whatever Kodesh God, I'll do my part, God will do his part, I don't have to make God's cheshbon out, right? He's mistalek mikol ha-sfeikot, right? That's sitting myla. He never gets involved, it's glad kosher, right? He never gets involved in any sfeikot, right? But mitzad sheni, the person who is taking the risks, so mitzad echad, he has to go through a process of refinement in order to allow himself to take those risks, right? And if the risk doesn't pay off, right? So he winds up like Esav, in a sense, right? But if the risk does pay off, if it turns out that he was able to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu because of the risk that he took, now if you look at him, as opposed to the person that was always Mr. Lekman Asfekot, because the person put himself into a safek and came out of it okay, he's on a higher level than the person who never was machnis himself into the safek.
We have a certain gashmi at the result.
Where does this play itself in terms of
1 second. First understand what he's saying before you get into like have okay. So I don't remember if he says this here. Does he say it here? No. But this is basically That's basically what he's saying here. A Baal Tshuva, it's not because he went through what he went through and then he came back, right, is on a higher level than the person who's never chote. It doesn't mean he should be chote in order to be Baal Tshuva, right? But at all said and done, if you make it safe to home plate, right, you're on a higher level than somebody who never had to go through it. Okay? Rak zot hi bezera Yaakov lefi sheyesh lahem mivtach oz bakadosh baruch hu v'bashem yitbarach sheyivarer hakol letov. In other words, only Zera Yaakov is allowed to take the risk. So Esav isn't allowed to take the risk. So Yaakov didn't like the fact that Esav is doing that. Sheyesh lahem mivtach oz bashem yitbarach sheyivarer hakol letov ze mutalo lachnis atzmo b'safek. Because on some sort of fundamental level you have emunah that everything's going to come out okay in the end, right? The end with a capital E, right? So then you can take the risks along the way. Okay?
I understand where this one's Zera Yaakov. Did he get that from anywhere?
No. I mean, he's asserting it. I don't know where he gets everything from. Right?
Okay.
Much of this is assertion. Aval mi she'elo miftach oz.
This is like sort of an eschatological approach in terms of like, you know, we know where we're heading. So,
but this is the whole thing about Sarich Berur. Not so like we know where we're heading, so we can do it, right? There's a process of severe introspection. When he says Sarich Berur, that's what he means. This is not.
What does that mean, by the way?
It needs refinement.
No, but what is severe introspection?
That's what it means. Severe introspection. Aval mi she'ein lo miftach oz asur lachnitz atzmo b'safek kamo she'esav hichnis atzmo b'dvarim shenitbaru achar kach shayu ra'im ki lo mevarer hakadosh baruch hu letov rak et Yisrael kamo shenitba'er b'pasuk v'tzedaka tihye lanu v'chol mi she'eino mizera Yaakov tov lefanav litzamtzem et atzmo b'chol minei tzimtzumim kamo shenitba'er b'inyan gerim she'asurim lachnis atzman b'sfeikot. So ger is not allowed to step out of line. Mizera Yaakov, you can step out of line. Ger can't step out of line.
Someone's
not Mizera Yaakov. In other words, again, he's talking about being Adam in his derech avoda to be machnis et atzmo l'sfekot. Let me give you an example, right? I assume this is still an issue for a lot of guys before they go to college, right? Should you go to college or shouldn't you go to college, right? So mitzad echad, right? I mean, this is a simple application. Mitzad echad, when you go and you study secular studies, especially if you study in a university environment where things where the shita is that things are open. It's not just a question of, you know, studying the specific facts, right? But the whole shita of university life is that things are open and you entertain things with an open mind and there's supposed to be some sort of objective detachment, right? So that's dangerous, right? Because learning yeshiva is the exact opposite of objective detachment, right? So you could say, well, it's better, l'stalek min hasfekot. You know, maybe it'll be good for me, maybe it won't be good for me, right? What does that do for my yirat shamayim? So maybe it's like better not to go, right? So for some people, in other words, Bigadol is saying, you know, the difference is between Yaakov and Esau. But it means that for some people, if they don't have a Mivtach Oz, and that you only get through introspection, right? Be mistalek min hasafek. So you don't know how it's going to turn out.
You get but the Mivtach Oz through the introspection?
I think so. He doesn't tell you where you get the Mivtach Oz from.
I thought it was just a given.
It's like inherent.
It doesn't tell you. Yeah, but is it inherent in you?
Well, is there Yaakov? Why not?
That doesn't mean you can do anything and everything will turn out okay. Okay, he's talking about... But it's the same thing. You can't go through the Beirur in order to do it, right? Unless you have a Miftach Oz. No, so if you're not going to do it, you don't have to do a Beirur. But I'm not going to go to college. I don't have to think about
it. How would you clarify this Beirur Oz?
Miftach Oz?
I
don't know. There's some sort of, I think it has. Hold on. I think it has to do with a certain theological conception that he has.
Sounds like Oh,
one second. So he says. So, but on the other hand, let's go back to the muscle. Somebody who goes through university, right, and comes out with his Yirat Shamayim intact, right? He would be ultimately on a higher level, the person that never got involved. Because that experience somehow enriches him, and when he comes back to the Torah, he comes back with a richer and deeper perspective. You disagree with the example. I'm just bringing him as an example. Okay? So that's what he's saying here. Lefichach, Yitzchak, Kasher Ra'a She'esav, Machnis Atzmo B'dvarim Ka'elu, when he saw that Esav was taking spiritual risks, right? Amar, im yitbarer zeh, if it turns out that it works out, ye gadol mi Yaakov. In other words, Esav had a chance to be bigger than Yaakov, because Yaakov never stuck his neck out.
Didn't he? Because he had the Mivtach Oz.
But he didn't know. He didn't know.
He's the
Ishtam. He didn't know.
Okay?
You'll see. Hold on. I'll tell you something else. Okay? Ach Hashem Yitbarach Ha'id Alav Achakach Shelo Hayta Kavanato L'Shem Shamayim. Right? It turns out that Esav didn't go through the Beirut. That was the whole difference. Right? Is that it was a hoax. It was Rama'ut.
From the beginning.
Okay, but no, you see, in the beginning, he says that both Yaakov and Esav are equal, right? Shnehem anashim gedolim, shemitchilayu shnehem shavim anashim gedolim, right?
How do you explain the whole Yitzros itself?
Doesn't. You can't ask a kasha from a mice. That's a nevuah that happens afterwards. It's a nevuah. It doesn't mean it was like that in the beginning.
What do you mean the beginning? Before, even like, I mean, at conception time, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about okay, fine.
So in the beginning, they were even. So Rivka had a nevuah that it would change, but at this point they're still the same, right? Right. At this point they're equal, but somehow that Esav messes up because he does something. He oversteps his spiritual bounds.
When did he do this?
He doesn't. He doesn't.
It was before this. With Rabbi Yavud Sayer, they cut it. That the older one gonna.
So that's a nevuah.
But also like we see that when they were inside.
Yeah. What the base of the Zara and then this and then that. So it's a medrash. You don't have to accept every medrash. See, not talking about that. Whether it means there was something originally inherent in Esav which set him apart from the very beginning is an issue he's not dealing with now. Right?
Well, we see that.
You know what Emeshivin al-Adrash means? Emeshivin al-Adrash means that Medrash does not is, first of all, not meant to be taken literally, and every measure stands on its own. It's not part, it doesn't mean this is how it happened, and then you have to yashiv this with that. It's a medrash.
It's giving a different point.
It's a different point. You know, the question of why didn't why couldn't Yitzchak marry Bakol? Like the medrash says that Avram had a bat. Hashem married Avram Bakol, so he had a bat. Right? So Bnei Noach mutter b'achot min ha'av. So why did Avram have to send Eliezer all the way to Padan Aram? Could have married Bakol. Yitzchak could have married Bakol. You have another question?
No.
No. The answer is you can't marry Medrash. It's not with the Medrash, but Yitzchak didn't want to marry Medrash. He wanted to marry a woman. Okay? So you can't ask a kasha like that. In other words, it's not a normal. You can't. Okay. Now, I think that medrash might teach that maybe the difference already started in the beginning, but he's not related to that. Okay. So the problem is that Esav is overstepping his spiritual bounds, right? Without the proper tahalich habeur. That's where he gets messed up. In other words, it's not clear in the beginning. That he's not L'shem Shamayim. And it could be he himself, right? He's in the beginning, he's an Adam Gadol, right? He's giving himself the benefit of the doubt, or he shouldn't be giving himself the benefit of the doubt. And he is Lo L'shem Shamayim, except he doesn't know it, right? Because he hasn't gone through the Talich HaBeirur sufficiently. Whereas Yaakov says, wait, this requires a Talich HaBeirur, I don't want to get involved. Right? Esav is willing to get involved, which could turn out as being a very big virtue if you make it.
Which is why Yitzchak.
Right? Which is why Yitzchak, when he sees it, he's willing to get involved. He can be potentially on a higher level than Yaakov. So that's the preference to Esav. But then it's mitbarer, right? It becomes clear through events that he never went through. It's mitbarer that he wasn't mitbarer. See?
Does this also play out within the historical, like you said?
I think
through the Kaleidon millennium.
Maybe. Just hold on. Let's finish this. First, we'll get here what he said. Now, V'chein gam b'Yisrael. Now, this is the application saying, you know, so a Jew can do it, right? Because he said Zera Yaakov can do it. They have the miftachos. It's not so posh. V'chein gam b'Yisrael. נמצאו נפשות שמותרים להחמיץ עצמם יותר בספקות מנפשות אחרות אף שאלו ואלו מזרע יעקב. Okay? In other words, everybody's different. Somebody comes to you and says, I go to college. You say, I don't know you. I can't tell you whether you go to college or not. It's not that yes or no. Right? For some people, it's a growth experience. And for some people, it could be a disaster. Right? In other words, the answer is individual.
But it sounds like a chisaron if you don't.
It might be a chisaron if you don't.
Potential.
Right?
It depends. I'm saying it's potential that you can't reach them. That you can't.
That's right. In other words, potentially you can go further if you take the risk, but you have to make, in order to be successful in the risk,
you're at a high level.
There has to be a tahalich beirur that happens beforehand, right? And then when you come around, you can bring that experience back and integrate it into the basis, into that miftach oz. Okay. Kemo ha'inyan shel Shimon v'dina ki Levi lo chafatz lekachta ki yarei lenafsho pen ein kavanato be'omek l'shem shamayim ki kol shevet Levi heim b'yirah. That's to do with the need of Levi.
Refraining,
right? So Levi doesn't get involved with dina, right? Because maybe it's not l'shem shamayim. Okay. But Shimon is willing to take the chance. V'istalkut misafek etzlam. Okay? Kamo shekatav etzlam v'etnein lo mora. V'al yidei zeh yatsu meitam kohanim shenichnasim lifnai v'lifnim. Right? For the Kohen Gadol to be nichnas lifnai v'lifnim, you need somebody tahar. There's no lo nichnas l'safek.
It's tam.
Right? It's tam. Right? That's what you need. Right? Val Kain Nitbarera Chayim Shalahem Miyad. they're pure from the beginning. There's no process of refinement that a Kohen has to go through. Kohen is born a Kohen. You don't have to do something to become a Kohen. If you have to do something, right? Doing something, there are ups and downs when you do something. There's a process, right? There's a nefilah, and you pick yourself up, right? But a Kohen, in order to be nichnas l'shnayim l'lfim, can't have that nefilah, right? So he has to be tar from the beginning, right? Aval Shimon hichnis atzmo b'safek. Amar chas l'olam she'ani machzik atzmi l'no'eif. V'nasa et dina v'chnis atzmo b'davar hatzarich beirur. Ki amar shu batuach b'Hashem shevaro l'tov shekavanato lo hayta rak lotziya mishchem v'chol kavanato hayta rak l'shem shamayim v'al kein. So Shimon took the risk, right? What did he take the risk? He took the risk of no'eif, right? In order to save Dina. So he said it has to become clear. What? Because the what?
How
because it's Bina. In other words, he took Bina for his wife. So the question is he doing it L'shem Shamayim? Or is he doing it L'shem Taiva? I think it just means L'shem Taiva. Okay?
And this risk didn't work out in the end.
No.
And,
it's not that it, there's no end.
And
that means Shimon, as opposed to Levi, right? Levi does not have to go through a process, right, to reach his level. Right? Because Levi means Kohen, right? He's born a Kohen. But Shimon has to go through a process in order to become refined. Right? And that process starts with Dina, right? It doesn't fail, it's a process. Right? That's why Shimon Hayat Sarich Kol Shevet Shimon Leverurim Bidvarim Kaele Kigon Zimri. Shaya Omer Gamken Shikavanato Tov Kemoshi Barabim Komo Ula Atit Kishit Barer Shevet Shimon Yema Alato Gadol Michel Levi. Right, in the meantime, who kills Shevet Shimon? Levi. Right? Shimon V'Levi Achim, right? Levi holds back. Who kills Shimon? Who kills Zimri? Pinchas. Right? So you have Shimon, that's what, and see how this is Mikdalgel here. Right? In other words, Shimon has to go through a process to refine himself in issues that have to do with Taiva. Right? And Levi never has the Taiva in a sense. Levi's not Nichnas to the Taiva. Right? Shimon is Nichnas to the Taiva. So he's Nichnas to the Taiva. Is he L'Shem Shamayim? Is he not L'Shem Shamayim? You don't know. Right? He does his introspection and he reaches a conclusion that he's going to go for it. He's L'Shem Shamayim. But there's always a Shemetz which is not L'Shem Shamayim. And that Shemetz which is not L'Shem Shamayim, why is it always a Shemetz not L'Shem Shamayim? Because Adma Rishon, Eitim Eitz Adas. That's why this part is, there's always something that's not Tahor. So that has to get Mivurar, like Breiran Shabbos, has to get Mivurar out, right? So Zimri is also part of that. So Zimri says he's L'Shem Shamayim, right? He's doing it L'Shem Shamayim. Comes Levi in the form of Pinchas and says, no, you're not allowed to do this. You can't be Nichnas to the Safek. Right? So that's the struggle again between Shimon and Levi. Levi lo ratza, Shimon ratza. So Zimri and Pinchas is the same thing. He has a whole thing about Zimri and Pinchas, and I don't get into it now. He says Zimri was right and Pinchas made a mistake. That's when we get the parsha.
So where does he sit on the higher level?
What? So he says, we're not there yet.
So that's the end of history you're talking about?
So Levi, we're not there yet.
Shimon and Chet.
Right.
So that will come out good.
Maybe. Okay. Okay, you can look at that
one. Stick around.
Okay, stay tuned. So that in the end, it'll be Ma'alato Gadol Michel Levi. Now, where does this link?
Isn't the another Kohen to apply for him? Isn't that also taking risk?
It's a diff. No. But it's not a Beirut. No, he's already said that he can go with Nazim. Okay? It's like Yitzchak doesn't have to wait for it. Yitzchak is the first one's Makul. Right? Avram is Barer. Avram has to do all the searching himself. Yitzchak.
He just gives it to Yitzchak.
He gives it to Yitzchak, right? And then it starts again with Yaakov. Okay? Alright, so that's one thing here. Oh, you, where does the Miftach Oz come from?
Right, yes, right.
The Miftach Oz comes, I think, from a theological conception that Meshulach has, that in fact everything is B'nei Shamayim, and everything in the end comes out L'tov. That's, he says that. Let's look at this. This is one of the famous. This is one of the most famous pieces. Vatichachesh Sara lemor lo tzachakti. Omek ha'inyan bazeh. This is Vayera. I wasn't here last week, right? This is what I would have done with you last week. Kimad de'ita b'gemara hakol bidei shamayim chutz mirat shamayim. Right? You know what that gemara? Right? Gemara Ksuvos. Who rak lefi gvul tfisat seichel ha'adam. That's only from our perspective. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mirat shamayim. Aval be'emet. He has a guts here, b'cholok and a gemara. Aval be'emet hakol bidei shamayim v'af yirat shamayim. Okay.
According to that, we should daven for yirat shamayim also.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I'm saying.
One second. Ba'olam hazeh histir Hashem darko. Umidat Yitzchak avinu haya lahakir sha'af yirat shamayim hu biyad Hashem yitbarach. Ach ha'olam lo haya ra'ui liyikrat kazeh. That's for that level of hitgalut. That's why Yitzchak is all within himself. Yitzchak is not mitgaleh. He doesn't do anything, right? Because he shows he's the embodiment of Yirat Shamayim, right?
He's on the Akedah.
Right? So he, but that's not no Olam Hazeh. Lakachu tzricha sarah. So how does it become clear that Kol B'Dei Shamayim afilu Yirat Shamayim? That's what he needed sarah for. Sarah said, V'adoni zakein, shenir'eh shemakcheshet she'ein hakol b'dei shamayim. What did she say? Adoni zakein, God can't do it. So lav hakol b'dei shamayim. God says he's going to do it. You say he can't do it. You know what the Arizal said on Adoni zakein? Does he say it here? One second. Oh, he doesn't say it here. The Arizal said, here it is. Oh. Dehinei ha'inyan shamrav Adoni zakein mvoa b'kitvei Arizal da amra al Hashem yitbarach. She said, v'adonai zakein.
Pretty harsh,
yeah. That's the Arizal. Right? God can't do it. In other words, when she said Adoni Zakein, it said, this is very, it's very,
he's
standard
saying
psychology.
He's saying after Elena, after Sikna,
no, but you needed that kfira, so to speak, in order to bring it out.
If it's in well,
it has to do with the process.
It fits in well with the Sukkim.
Huh?
It fits in well with the Sukkim.
Of course, why should God get it?
He's saying that when the Malachim
say, she says, isn't it in his essence, isn't she saying that anyway? If God promises,
okay,
right?
Yeah,
and then she says, but Avram is Zakeh. Yeah. So she's saying Avram can't do it, but she's really saying God can't do it. Yeah. Right? What does that mean? Yeah. She might be saying it about God, right? So that Arizal said, to say about
Zikna.
In other words, it comes out that Lav Hakol Bidei Shamayim, that Sarah's Tfisa is Lav Hakol Bidei Shamayim, and against that background, and that's in the Tfisat Seichel HaAdam, is that
what we call rational?
You'd call rational, right? Because it's not Hakol Bidei Shamayim. There's Teva, right? There's all, there's the way things run, and God doesn't run things. Right, and that's why, as a backdrop to that, it's sort of, it's a dialectic. You have one opinion which isn't entirely true, but it's stated, or maybe it is entirely true from a certain perspective, and in order to, you need that in order to bring out the other extreme. Right, and against that, Yitzchak comes into the world where it shows Hakol Bidei Shamayim. Right? Not only is things derech hateva b'dei shamayim, but even things are not derech hateva b'dei shamayim. Right? Yitzchak is the embodiment of Hakol b'dei shamayim. And that's Yira. When you realize everything is from God, it's like, right?
There's nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do, right? So that's what he says here.
What is one to vote?
Va'al ze ayidei ze har Allah kadosh baruch hu midah b'midah ki af yirat shamayim hu biyado v'zot hu holadat Yitzchak u'bilti ha'ester hazeh shenistar me'ita lo haya Yitzchak avinu yachol livalei ba'olam hazeh ki yikrat midat Yitzchak avinu haya levarer again to refine perceptions ulaharot ki af yirat shamayim hu bidei shamayim.
If not for Sarah's misconception.
If not for Sarah's misconception, Yitzchak couldn't have been born. It had to be against the backdrop of hakhasha. But this can't happen. People had to say, this is impossible, right? And then it happens, and then you appreciate it. That it was possible.
Just in order that people should see that.
I think that's on one level. I don't think that's on the deepest level.
But I understand. The Malachim already said it, made the claim before the doubt of it. So what would have happened if you didn't doubt it? I understand.
In other words, it's to deepen the backdrop of this total skepticism.
No, it deepens the back. I don't know. How would you say that?
So when you have the total skepticism, and then it happens, so it makes it, oh, so Kobe Deshalai. Well, you go from one extreme to the other. If you sort of, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't happen, right? And then it happens, okay, then it happened, right? But if you say, like, this is physically possible, it's outrageous to think this thing could happen, right? And then it happens, so the mahapach is much more severe. You see how Kobe
Deshamayim. You go through the lie.
It's great. Right, you go through the lie, you come to the truth, right?
That it wouldn't happen without it.
But
it's also
now, but the reason I brought this is the end. Va'af. Kol ha'chataim shel Yisrael. Yes, it is for everybody, right? In the end, it's midvarer. You come around, right? You take the chance, and you come around. The miftach oz is hakol b'day shamayim. Afilu yirat shamayim. God is the source of everything. This is pantheistic. Pantheistic. I mean, God is everything. In other words, the God is everything in the world. But there's no place for human autonomy. Now, there's human autonomy is something in our perception, but ontologically, it's not true. That's his position. Everyone disagrees. I just wondered. First thing you have to know that in Deus, there are severe disagreements just as much as in Hilchos Kashrus. Okay? Some people like to think that, you know, that you can have machlokes in Allah, you can't have, but Hashkaf, everybody agrees. No. Okay? So he says, "Va'af kol ha'chataim shel Yisrael, hein bashgachat hakadosh baruch hu, ki al yidei ze yitgadal v'yitkadash shmei rabba, v'havein ki amok amok hu." Okay? You gotta think about this. That's what he's telling you. Think about this. Okay? That's what I'll leave you with. Think about this. Okay? Allah has to do talich with this process of refinement that you have to go through.
This is from the God's view.
Right.
It's not really relevant.
Well, if he didn't think it was relevant at all, he wouldn't write about it. Right. But in order to get to this, it's a midah of, that's the midah of Yitzchak. What?
What's not for us?
The Nafka for us.
We can't get ourselves off the hook.
Is that you can't get yourself right? You can't get yourself off the hook, but you have. It's a question of how you walk the streets in the world. Like what tchusha do you walk around with? I don't know if we're going to continue just doing this, but this comes out time and time again in this general tchusha.
I mean, you can look back at Jewish history and say, yeah, this.
Well, they say it on the national level.
You're saying it on the personal level also.
Right.
That has to do with Tosh B'Chtam, Tosh B'Chtam. Let's come back. That is Tosh B'Chtam, and as a result of Chet HaEgel, is Tosh B'Chtam. Tosh B'Chtam is higher than Tosh B'Chtam, in a certain sense. Okay. Another time.
Wait, so what does this speak to in terms of the time journey? It doesn't really speak to...
Oh, one more piece. I just want one more piece.
It doesn't really speak to the idea of Hashtadlis, per se.
It's the Talich HaBeirur. It's a Talich HaBeirur. You're calling it Hashtadlis. Hashtadlis is less specific. Let me show you something here. It's also in this week's parasha. It's connected with this also. Very interesting thing he noticed. Vayihi ki zaken Yitzchak, but tekena einav miraot. Okay? In Yan Yitzchak Avinu, Haya Hefech Mi Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Hashalom. Ki Yitzchak, Lo Hur Shala Tzek Mi Haaretz, Ach Koach Haru'ut Nital Mimenu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Hashalom, Lo Hur Shala Yot Be'eretz Yisrael, Aval Ne'emar Bo Urei Be'inecha. Exact opposite. Interesting? That's what he says. Isn't that interesting? Yitzchak is the exact opposite. He's stuck in Eretz Yisrael. He can't leave Eretz Yisrael, but he can't see. And Moshe Rabbeinu can't come into Eretz Yisrael, but he can see into Eretz Yisrael. His vision is unlimited, right? But he can't go in. And right? So this has to do, I think, with Yitzchak as being the embodiment of Yirat Shamayim. As being the embodiment of a Kobi De Shemaim, a Filu Yirat Shemaim. It's because Yitzchak can't see. He hasn't seeing the Seichel. So that's what the footnote says, right? Because Yitzchak, when Tekana Einav, it's not.
He's believing.
He can't see. He can't be Mavchin. What is Seichel? Seichel is the ability to just draw distinctions. Right? This is Tamei, this is Tor, this is Mutter, this is Aser, right? This is Tov, this is Ra. This is Yaakov, this is Esav, right? So Yitzchak can't see who's Yaakov and who's Esav. It doesn't only mean physically he can't see. It means he's incapable of making the distinction between Yaakov and Esav. Right? That's the Smichut Parshiyot, right? It says, if you look, it says that Yitzchak can't see, and then he calls Esav and says, I want to give a bra, right? It's connected to his inability to see, right? So he's, and why he can't see, it's probably because of the Akedah. But anyway, but he doesn't operate on Seichel. He can't see, he doesn't understand.
So like a rationalism.
Right. So that's why and Moshe is the exact opposite. Moshe is Mekabel the Torah. Right? Moshe is all rationalism. Right. So that's what the footnote says.
What's the thing with Avram? But Avram is more Avo. Avo is his Avo, and it's like his Yira.
Yeah. So I thought there's a lot about that. Everybody talks about that. Okay. But the point is that I think this is my take on it, that the Hakobi De Shamayim, Afil Yirat Shamayim, is that you had to have the Yirat Shamayim of Yitzchak in order that Yaakov should get the brachos. Because the Yirat Shamayim of Yitzchak is paralyzing, because Yitzchak doesn't do anything. Right, the most faithful thing that the one kilu you could do, the one tafkid maybe that you could give Yitzchak is to pass it on, right? Is to pass on to the creation of Am Yisrael. It's the one thing you can give him to do, right? And he can't do it. Right? He has Yaakov in front of him and he can't distinguish between them. He cannot do the basic thing that he needs to do with his life, right? Is to pass it on, and he can't pass it on. God is the one who has to do it. That's why it has to happen the way it is. The Bechirat Yaakov is not Al Yidei Yitzchak. Right? It doesn't happen through Seichel and through Re'iyah, right? It happens through Yirat Shamayim, where Yitzchak says, I can't do it, right? And he just lets it happen. And it happens the way it happens. Rivka does it. Yaakov does it. God does it. Yitzchak didn't do it. Yitzchak is the one, right? Yitzchak can't do it. And it has to happen that way. Because it's Bechirat Yisrael. And Bechirat Yisrael, in regular parts, has to go Malam and Asecha. In a sense, right? That's basically what he's saying. That if it was Yitzchak who chose, then it would be Yitzchak who chose Yisrael. It has to be God who chose. So that's why it only happens because, in other words, God gives Yitzchak the Yirat Shamayim, right? It's a Kobi De Shamayim, a few Yirat Shamayim. The Yitzchak's Yirat Shamayim is what makes him unable. What's Yirat Shamayim? You ever see a brisker? He can't do anything, right? He can't make a decision because maybe he'll do the wrong thing, right? You can't pass him, right? So that's the obsessive doubt. Right? You can't do anything because maybe you're going to make a mistake, right? So this is the biggest thing, but Yitzchak can't do it because maybe he's going to make a mistake. He knows it's Yaakov, Kol Yaakov. He recognizes it as Yaakov, but he still can't do it, right? So he lets God do it, and it has to be that way. It has to be that way because it has to be through God. And it's only because Yitzchak is mitzamtzem et atzmo that gives God the space to do it. And that's because God gave him the Yirat Shamayim in order that it should happen that way. So it's not Kobi De Shamayim.
It wasn't even that he gained it.
I don't know. Right. He was born that way.
It was, right? So you said, against the backdrop, against the
back. Right. When he has to gain, there's a whole thing about what Yitzchak has to gain. Yitzchak has to gain chesed. And Avram has to gain gevurah.
Right. That's why. That's why the Kiyas Yitzchak goes to find him. He's selling.
Right.
See that he can conquer.
Right.
Gira.
Right. That Avram gains Gevura. Did you see that in Pritzadik?
I heard Rosh Hashanah say it last year.
It's Pritzadik.
Yeah.
It's Pritzadik. I didn't get to that, but that's what I want to get to. But he says it here about the Arkada.
It's going against his Teva.
Yeah, he says it here. Ubinisayon ha'akeda katuv ki ataya dati ki yirei elokim ata. He says it to Avram, that is yirei elokim. Zemidat Yitzchak is to be yirei elokim, right? The midat Avram Avinu haya ahava. Kamoshe nichtav Avraham ohavi. Ulechora haya kedai de ahavat Hashem Yitbarach shekavash rachamav mi ben yichido. V'dacha ahavat beno mi ben ahavat Hashem Yitbarach. Right. That's the false way to read it. Right? The correct way to read it. Akvar amarnu shelefi midat ahavat Avraham Avinu alav shalom. Hayalo la'avor pi Hashem. B'shelo la'akodet Yitzchak. Kedei shiitparsem elohuto yitbarach shemo ayidei Yitzchak. That should have been, sticking with Ava, he should have been over God's command and let Yitzchak survive, so Yitzchak can continue the shalshelet. Kamo shemasa nafsho b'kishana esh, af shaya neged hadin, v'lo haya rashai. Okay? Rak me'avato ratza l'kadesh Hashem. Okay? Af ba'ofen shiyaveit chas v'shalom chelko l'olam haba. It's really Kierkegaardian.
So he was going against the din.
He was going against the din by going to Kivshana Eish. And he says, I don't care if you're going to punish me. I don't care if I'm doing the wrong thing. I'm doing it me'av.
Why against the din?
I don't know. He's quoting a source for it. And then he'll say, I don't know.
No, but
he's quoting Megashia. It doesn't matter. No, he went into the Kivshana Eish. He refused to be...
That's what I'm saying. But it's one of the big three. So why is it...
I don't know. But
right,
he just says
right,
against
but
the
I remember we did the Rama that if you go against... That if it's not Yehovah Yahor,
right. So he did it anyway, and he didn't care.
Right, well, that was on that you're over.
You know, but so what do you conclude from that? You shouldn't do it, right?
Right, but I thought this was
Avram Tavi. Fine, forget about the halachic shilas, right? Assume with him, right? He quotes a source. We're not going to look it up now, but where is it? Kamo, he wrote it. It's in Parshas Noach. He wrote it. Ma'amar Tet. Okay, he wrote about this. Before, right. Okay, so what do you conclude from that? The Lamaisi shouldn't do it, right? Because Avraham Avinu said, I don't care if it's Aser. And he went ahead and he did it. The right. Ava.
Aver
L'Shma? Yeah, this has to do with Aver L'Shma and Me'er Shalach. And he was Talmid of Me'er Shalach. So, Pritzad is Talmid of Me'er Shalach.
Aver L'Shma.
Yeah,
the Me'er Shalach talks about
Aver L'Shma.
What do we say about Aver L'Shma?
Well, I just read
to
you about
Aver
L'Shma.
What do we say about that?
Chei La'atid, Olu Chatam V'Yisrael, Baru L'Tov. That's Aver L'Shma.
The Aver L'Shma is good?
That's not calling it.
I don't know.
That's calling a risk. It's a...
But afterwards, even if you fail, it came out, it's better.
Oh, wow.
Right? All the Chassam of Israel. That's what it says, so I read to you. Because yeah. Akobi Deshamayim, I feel you're at Shamayim. All the Chassam are part of the Beirur.
So all the...
Right? What? All right, okay. I would be surprised if you understood. I don't understand either. Okay. But look, so he says, this is really Kierkegaardian. You know the story of Kierkegaard? No, it takes a while. Anyway. Af ba'ofen she'aveit chas v'shalom chelko la'olam haba. He's willing to sacrifice his olam haba for avat Hashem. That's what he says about Avraham. V'chen haya tzarich la'asot v'nisaynoi akeda. That's what he should have done at the akeda. God told him to shech the son. She said no. Why? Because I love you. Because I'm of God. I'm saying no. Because
yeah,
what's going to be Ram Yisrael?
Oh,
right? I'm not going to let you. He should have said to God, I'm not going to let you do this. Right?
He means like it's serious.
No. This is very serious. This is not, you know. This is not Woody Allen. Shelo l'shmo k'day shiyushar Yitzchak v'yiparsem Elohuto Yitbarach al yado ach mir ato hamufleget yarei la'avor pi Hashem. This is now talking about Avram. Extreme.
So
this Avram acquires through a talich of Beirur, he acquires the attribute of Yira. Right, he was too scared to say no. He was too scared to say no. Then he goes to the thing about what was going on inside in Avram. Okay? Because even Avram was... All right. Another time. We can't get into a whole discussion of that today. But he has a very important take on the Akedah, which is...
He says that Avram made a mistake.
No.
By Akedah?
The Me'ashi Lof might say that Avram made a mistake. He doesn't say that Avram made a mistake. The Me'ashi Lof may say that Avram made a mistake. It depends how you read it.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I would love to hear it. I would love to hear it.